begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From heaven he came and saw.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The first reading is from Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 46 responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The second reading is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by the deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? But that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. My brothers and sisters, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "You continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." My sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We heard in our first lesson today from Jeremiah, "No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." How we know God, I believe, is important to ponder here. I remember back in 2009, I was on a dating website called eHarmony. Actually, I did like a 3-month subscription, but I got paired with Jessica on the free communication weekend. So they got me there, right? There's a lot of information that you get about potential people to date on those sites. And one of those happened to be a woman named Jessica in Duncannon, Pennsylvania. Our profiles gave us enough information about each other that we knew enough about one another to go to the next step. And if I recall correctly, it was answering questions that we had for one another through eHarmony, and then there was some communication through the website, and then we ended up talking to each other on the phone, and then met up in person, and then the rest is history. In 2009, eHarmony said to me, "No, Jessica Stepp." And it said to her, "No, Adam Sornshai." But how we know each other today is drastically different from what we knew about each other back in 2009. I remember in April of 2017, as newly licensed foster parents, we received a phone call about two little girls. We received some information about them and their background. We were essentially taught about them. Here's what you need to know about these girls. Now fast forward to October of 2020, and there is very little you need to tell us about knowing these girls. They're now our daughters. We know them, but in a very different way from 2017, when Children's Services said to us, "No, Layla and Sandra." Today we know them in a much deeper way, and that will continue to deepen. This has been something I've been pondering in my own walk with God. It's been something I've been pondering in my life as a pastor and in my continued studies. The difference in receiving information about God and knowing God. It's a big difference. In Martin Luther's journey of faith, it seems that he knew about God, but he came to these conclusions that God was distant, God was vengeful, and he was led to know God, a God who was close by, a God who was loving and forgiving. His own epiphany led him to challenge the misinformation that was perpetuated by some in the church in his day on how we're to relate to God, to know God, and how we're justified by God. The word Jesus Christ liberates us and frees us. We continue in this relationship with him, not simply a relationship in which we just continue to learn about him, but a relationship in which we get to truly know him more. A relationship that deepens. We know and celebrate that this God stays close to us. This God truly loves us. Tomorrow morning, Marnie Young will go through the rite of confirmation. She'll affirm her baptism. And in her letter to the parish and why she wanted to affirm her baptism, she stated that she's going to grow as a child of God. You see, once again, we're going to pray for those gifts of the Holy Spirit to rest upon her, to remind her of God's act in claiming her at baptism and promising to never let her go. As she affirms her faith in the Lord, she has come to know and love our Lord in her life. Marnie speaks about going out into the world, telling others that she knows what she knows about God, but then she says, invite them to come to worship. See, Marnie's understanding is spot on here, because she doesn't simply want others to have information about God. She wants them to experience God for themselves. And how are they going to experience God? Come to worship. Encounter our Lord in the Word and in the bread and the wine of Holy Communion, where Christ's true presence is with us in the Holy Supper. It is in worship where Marnie writes, "It is important to hear the word of God because it reminds us that God is with us every step of the way and he will never give up on us." Marnie's instinct to invite people to God's house for them to get to know the Lord, to deepen or begin their relationship with God, that's spot on. That's a witness to all of us. It's not much different if I wanted anybody to get to know my family. I can tell you about my wife. I can tell you about my children. But if I want you to know them, I'm most likely going to invite you over. Right? Come over. Have supper with us. Break bread with us. get to know my family. What happens when we've heard about somebody for a while? One of the things we do when we first meet them is, I've heard so much about you, right? And now it's different because now I get to know you for myself. I get to begin a relationship with you. We're invited to deepen this relationship with our Lord, to be transformed by this word. And in that transformation, we get to witness and proclaim to others what God is doing in our lives and in the world. We also hear in our lesson from Jeremiah, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. As Christians, we digest the word whenever we study and hear it. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, we receive our Lord who is with us. Deep within our being, we know the Lord. We know that we belong to our God now and forever. And that comes in us being engaged in an ongoing relationship with God. If all I knew about my wife was on her eHarmony profile, I would be missing out on a wonderful relationship that continues to blossom. If all I knew about my daughters was what Children's Service has told us over the phone in 2017, we would be missing out on a wonderful relationship that continues to blossom. It's important to understand, my sisters and brothers, that a life of faith is relationship, not transaction. When we reduce God to a transaction, we just say God is just this being that did something a long time ago. We can easily lose interest. We can easily look to other things to simply fill in the void. Now, it's certainly important to recall the past. It's what we do when we gather for worship. It's what we're doing when we study the word. But that information also tells us something about how God is relating to us today in the present and what God is going to do for us in the future. See, when Marnie speaks about her relationship with God, it's not simply what God has done for us in the past. It's what God is doing for her in the present and what God is doing for her in the future. The Lutheran Reformation is not about introducing anything new, but proclaiming what the church has always proclaimed, a loving, liberating relationship with a gracious God in Jesus Christ. God's law, God's teaching and instruction, not simply written on stone tablets now, but on our hearts. When we see our Lord crucified on the cross, we're reminded of the unconditional love and forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ. That love changes us. That love makes us new. That love saves us. Know the Lord, my sisters and brothers. Come and hear the Lord proclaim the forgiveness of your sins. Come and hear the stories that the family of God share and recall. Be fed with the family meal the church partakes in, known as the Lord's Supper. Come to God's house and spend time with God's family, and you will encounter the living God. Know him in our worship and see our God close to you wherever you go in this world, always hearing God's invitation to nurture this relationship with you by calling you home to him in that family of faith known as the church, in that family dinner table when we receive and get that Holy Supper. As the church in this world, may we proclaim the loving, liberating relationship that we have with our gracious God in Jesus Christ. For we know the Lord, and may we invite others to know him as well. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With confidence in God's grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Renew and inspire the church in the freedom of the gospel, O God. Where the church is in error, reform it. Where the church speaks your truth, strengthen it. Where the church is divided, unify it. Ignite in us the working of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As the earth changes, as mountains shake, and as the waters roar, may we care for this planet as a holy habitation for all living things. Sustain all peoples and lands recovering from natural disasters of any kind. Lord, in your mercy, guide areas of the world divided or traumatized by conflict, especially in our own land. Free all from slavery and human trafficking, and protect all in harm's way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Release those living in bondage to debt, chronic pain, or addiction. Grant healing touch to all those who are ill. Especially this evening, we pray for Tracy, Robin, the family of Monty Bales, Dawn, Drew, Chris, Vincent, Pat, Dina, Candace, Stan, Doris, Blaine, Michelle, Sullivan, John, Maya, Marissa, Michael, Sue, Karen, the family of Jan Rangert, Atreyu, Tim, Gloria, Tammy, the family of Pirapong Sornchai, Judy, Megan, Rob, Leah, Lori, our homebound, and for those with COVID-19. We ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see to the needs of all entrusted to their care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those serving our country, we pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In this family of faith, we give thanks for courageous voices that have remained firm in their commitment to the one who frees us from sin and death. Centered in your grace, unify us in the hope of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Even in death, you free us and give us a place in your house. We give thanks for our ancestors who have shown us truth and freedom, especially Martin Luther, and those who work for the renewal of the church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Listen as we call on you, O God, and enfold in your loving arms all for whom we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. So with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, you we praise and glorify, you we worship and adore. You formed the earth from chaos, you encircled the globe with air, you created fire for warmth and light, you nourished the lands with water, you molded us in your image, and with mercy higher than the mountains, with grace deeper than the seas, you blessed the Israelites and cherished them as your own. That also we, estranged and dying, might be adopted to live in your spirit. You called us through the life and death of Jesus. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Together as the body of Christ, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, remember your Son, the firstborn of your new creation. Remember his life lived for others and his death and resurrection, which renews the face of the earth. We await his coming when, with the world made perfect through your wisdom, all our sins and sorrows will be no more.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, holy and merciful one, holy and compassionate, send upon us and this meal your Holy Spirit, whose breath revives us for life, whose fire rouses us to love. Enfold in your arms all who share this holy food. Nurture in us the fruits of the Spirit, that we may be a living tree, sharing your bounty with all the world.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Holy and benevolent God, receive our praise and petitions, as Jesus received the cry of the needy, and fill us with your blessing, until needy no longer, and bound to you in love, we feast forever in the triumph of the Lamb. Through whom all glory and honor is yours, O God, O living one, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Distribution of the sacrament will be us coming to you in your vehicles. We offer both consecrated wine and grape juice. Just indicate your preference when we arrive. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table with food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Now send us forth to be your people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us.
St. John Lutheran Church, Windfall, is centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, sent into the community to share the love of Jesus.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.